The city council voted 7-1 Thursday to repeal the blanket ban. A second amendment kicking out restrictions on bathing, sleeping, and other such activities in public restrooms was delayed on a 5-3 vote. Councilwoman Sherry Myers sponsored both amendments, saying the effects of the current ordinance reach beyond the homeless.
That a citizen can't go into a bathroom and wash up or fix a power drink. A parent couldn't go into a bathroom and wash their children up. And to have an ordinance that prohibits people from being able to do what people normally do in public bathrooms is crazy.
The delay will enable a task force on homelessness to study that and other parts of the issue before reporting back to the council sometime in the fall. Myers, along with colleagues Charles Baer and Megan Pratt, voted against the motion to delay, which was sponsored by Councilman Larry B. Johnson.
My intent was not to not act on the second reading tonight, so if anyone's trying to imply that, that is actually incorrect. I was going to vote in favor of the second reading of the blanket ordinance. I was trying to let the task force address all human services ordinances that are before us tonight and later.
Before both votes were taken, the council heard from speakers in the audience, most of them making return appearances on behalf of the homeless. Nathan Monk told the panel that the real issue was that the task force should have been formed before the ordinance was passed last May.
I mean, that's just the reality. I don't think that we would be in the position that we're in right now if we had examined these ordinances requested by the community before they were passed. I think that what really needs to happen, if this task force is going to look at these issues, these ordinances need to be suspended.
Monk said information he's received is that the council does not have the authority to suspend ordinances, but he added perhaps Mayor Ashton Hayward would take such action.
For the task force to be able to do its job and to seriously look at these issues and make recommendations, I think that we need to backtrack and we need to do it quickly.
Attorney Alistair McKenzie fired another verbal salvo at the city council, accusing it of trying to use the delay to push back the issue until after the elections later this year.
That's despicable. I mean, come on. Do you think the people and the citizens of Pensacola are that ignorant? Do you also think that homeless people don't deserve equal protection under the laws? Do you think they don't deserve to have blankets? Do you think they don't deserve to have a shelter to sleep in?
McKenzie repeated his contention that Pensacola does not have adequate facilities for the homeless and said the council clearly did not think before enacting the ordinance.
And I'd also like to hear from Chief Simmons about who exactly out of these 250-plus warnings have been issued, have they been issued to? I guarantee you almost every single one of those 250 warnings that have gone out have only affected homeless people.
We have not made a single arrest or issued a single citation for any of the four ordinances that were passed last year.
Pensacola Police Chief Chip Simmons says the claim that 250 citations had been issued to only the homeless is inaccurate.
I think what he was referring to was there was a request for how many interactions we have had with an individual claiming to be homeless, and there was 300 or something of those, but majority of those were on private property, but none of them dealt with the four ordinances that we're dealing with now.
Councilman Larry B. Johnson said those figures go against what had been said when the ordinance was being discussed last spring.
It was one gentleman said that 1,000 people would be arrested. I don't know if anyone else remembers that. But that our jails would be full with people being arrested, and no one's been arrested.
The city of Pensacola will host a community forum on homelessness on Wednesday, March 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Council Chamber. Featured speaker will be Robert Marbot, a 30-year veteran of working on homeless issues. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.